musician. Also want to thank all the special numbers, okay? I enjoyed them. You know, it's so wonderful to have children, youth, and adult honoring parents. I think all of us have to honor our parents. No, my mom felt that all the children forgot about her. So I got to call her and say, "Mom, frankly, we all know, all eight of us know that you took care of us. Not that. We know that you took two jobs so that all of us can survive." I say, "We know what kind of dad he is." Then she said, yeah, but she said, don't be angry with that. I said, she say that, but she is herself is very hurt with that. I said, but we know that you took care. So I say, "Mom, you just forgive that. Okay, I want to make sure that you go to heaven. Don't, because of bitterness, you don't make it to heaven. You have suffered enough in this world." I think mothers are tremendous, okay? I was sharing many, many years ago, I said that mothers are like the waterfall that comes down. The water goes down towards feeding the people, but the water never goes back towards them. I think that's the wonderful things about mothers. So we honor you, we appreciate you, okay? I'm sharing a message, nothing we do with mothers, okay? Pastor Billy said, don't share anything about Mother's Day, because every year you have some Mother's Day sermon. So today I'm going to share something, but it still applies to mother. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20 to 33. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20 to 33. "Wisdom cried without. She uttered her voice in the streets. She cried in the chief place of concourse. In the opening of the gates in the city, she uttered her words, saying, 'How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsels and we have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamities. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge, did not choose the fear of the Lord. They were none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." My key text is here. "But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil." I repeat, "But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Father, right now, I just pray that you anoint the message. Let this be an encouragement to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, I pray. I want to title my message, okay? No fear. No fear. The key text I say again, "But whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil." The coronavirus disease of 2018, okay, they call it COVID-19 pandemic, has led to a rise in fear, in anxiety, in stress, in depression among the population. Among these people, one of those people most affected are the undergraduates. Okay, it is said that there was a study that was undertaken, and it is discovered that university undergrads are some of the most vulnerable as they face strict lockdown measures and have few resources. They have so little resources because they could not go to school, or they are not able to attend school, or they are locked out. They have so few resources to cope with it. This is especially true among college students in the Philippines. And it is said that women show a higher level of fear of COVID-19 than men. Very interesting. Women have a higher fear level than men. The statistics prediction for depression showed that this depression could be related both directly and positively by fear of the COVID-19. You look at it. Now we talk about the long COVID-19. You understand what I'm saying? People, they have mild COVID disease, are COVID, they're affected mildly by the COVID. After that, they have very long COVID-19 infection. I mean, one of the person is my son-in-law. Okay, he had COVID. But then, recently when we went back to Singapore, Pastor Lily noticed that his health is not like before. He's always coughing, and Pastor Lily said, you got to take ginger and do this and do that. And we prayed for him. So, depression, many a time as a result of whatever God comes about, especially COVID, is a disabling illness which increases the risk of suicide. I know what you're going through is unbelievable for many people. You feel that you are at the end of the road. But I just want to tell you that as Christian, you are different. Please understand that you are different. You are not just a human being. You are a child of God. You are different from other students. You must understand that very important truth. Because you have God. He's always there at the end of the road, ready to come in and help. This is COVID. On the other hand, fears are mounting that the Ukraine war will spill over the borders. Now they are talking about Moldova. Okay, now they are talking about Belarus. They may get involved into the war. It says that because of it, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization say food prices has gone up 20% as a result of the Ukraine war. You look at the petrol. I do not know how you survive. Tell you frankly, I do not. The petrol here in the Philippines is higher than Singapore. I don't understand. I think something is wrong. Somebody is cheating. Somebody is taking advantage of the situation. Shell company, the first 3 months, their profit went up threefold. Their profit for the first 3 months always used to be 3 billion. Now it has gone up to 9 billion. So they talk about this and talk about that. All the thing goes up to these companies. I mean, last Sunday, Pastor Lily raised the awareness of a certain portion of our congregation. There's no food to eat. They have no food to eat daily. And some of them, they have their pride. And I understand their pride. They don't want to tell people about it. And we have to mobilize to attend to these needs. I tell you what is real religion. In the book of James, real religion, pure religion, and undefiled before God, is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted in the world. The world is starting to feel the effect of COVID-19. You're talking about now, right now, your national debt is 12.6 trillion. That is $333 billion, Singapore dollars. That is a lot of money. A lot of money. The world is starting to feel the effect, and Ilolo is not excluded. We have been protected by God. Let's be very honest. Many of us have been protected by God. And during these past 2 years, and we cannot keep silence. I like what Pastor Lily said. She felt very convicted. I mean, when you are good, when you are doing fine, you cannot, hey, because I have faith in God, because I walk the ways of God, therefore God protected me these 2 years. No. How about those that are suffering? How about those that are in need? We cannot keep silence unaffected by the suffering and poverty that is around us. So how? Mothers, you have fears. Okay, you have fears. You fear for your children. You fear for providing food for them every day. I just cannot imagine what you go through, the tension of trying to find food, especially if your husband is not an example. He's not bringing food into the house. How you have to scramble, how you go to the 5-6, how you have to think of ways and means to get money so that food is on the table. And the pressure, and at the same time to wash the clothes, at the same time to attend to the children, is a tremendous pressure. And some of you mothers, you are working, that's even worse. You have to work, and at the same time you have to think of your children. So how do you handle fear? God said, no fear. At one level, fear is a healthy fear. There's such a thing, I call it healthy fear. Fear is a natural emotion. induced by a perceived threat. You felt a threat and you have this fear. It is a natural human emotion. It is God given. Okay, it is a basic survival mechanism or basic survival instinct. It protects us from danger. However, there's also such a thing as unhealthy fear. I call this unhealthy fear debilitating fear or paralyzing fear. No, there's such a thing as paralyzing fear, debilitating fear. It comes to a point that you cannot even get up from your bed. You cannot even function properly. Your mind is blocked. There's such a thing as debilitating and paralyzing fear. And that is not from God. The Greek word for fear is phobo, where we get the word phobia. That is unhealthy fear. It is disproportionate to the danger that is posed. Some people get this acronym, fear. It is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. It is when I catastrophize, overestimate the danger and underestimate my ability to cope. Common phobia includes fear in relationship with other people. Some people, they don't like to go out. Some people, they don't like to mix around because of fear. Finances, fear of finances, very real in the Philippines. Fear of failure, also very real. Fear of growing old. Pastor Lily's sister, before she passed away, she said to Jen, "I regret not marrying," because she felt all alone. And in Singapore, there's such a thing that you are the only one living in your apartment, and nobody is there, and you died in the apartment, and sometimes nobody knew until the smell comes out. So there's such a thing of fear of growing old. You must understand, these are also real fear. Fear of growing old. Fear of health. Fear of loneliness. Loneliness is another thing. Fear of rejection. Okay, when you are rejected by something, you think that there's something seriously wrong with you. No. Especially boy-girl relationship. There's nothing wrong. If you are rejected, just that the girl and you just don't click. Yeah, not that there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Fear of messing up. Fear of public speaking. Fear of heights. Fear of snakes, fear of spider, fear of cockroach. There's somebody, some people, they are so fearful of cockroach that when they are inside the sea out bathing, when they see a cockroach, they run out naked. That's how tremendously fearful they are on cockroaches. These are real. Then there's also such a thing called the FOMO. FOMO. The fear of missing out. The fear of missing out and the fear of not being special. I think this is a problem with young people. You are so fear of missing out. You're so fearful that you don't have friends. You always felt that you are not special because there's problems in the school and you are attacked in the school. So you always feel that you're not special and you go to one corner. It is said that in 2021, just last year, half of all the LGBTQ youth considered seriously suicide. Very scary. Very, very scary to think about that. I asked the Philippines, is it true also that half of the LGBTQ considered seriously suicide? And it is said that transgender and other non-binary youth considered suicide at a higher rate than other LGBTQ. Okay, I'm not saying anything, but if these people really need help, and if we can help, you got to help them. You got to help them even though you may not agree with their lifestyle. But if there's a cry for help inside your heart, you've got to help them. In my own life, I experienced fear. Irrational fear. Irrational fear. For no reason fear. Fear about preaching. The fear of doing anything that can bring dishonor to God. Dishonor to my family. Dishonor to my own name. The Bible says a name is more important than any other thing. The fear of bringing dishonor to that name. But then there's such a thing for Christian. You must understand about fear, okay? I'm showing you about the negative effect of fear. And you say, Pastor, I am in that category. What you talk about, I'm there. But I just want to tell something that as Christian, there's such a thing as what we call the healthy fear. And it's found in Proverbs chapter 1. The Spirit of God does not produce negative fear. Instead, there is a kind of healthy fear. I call it the fear of God. This, when I say the fear of God, I'm not saying that you are frightened of God. No, I'm not talking about that. This healthy fear, this fear of God, is not being frightened of God. Actually, it's actually the opposite. It is an understanding of God. When I say you have a fear of God, you have an understanding of God in your relationship to God. It means you have a tremendous respect. You have a tremendous reverence, or honor, adoration, worship. It can even be translated as the love of God. When you have a fear of God, you have the love of God. And God say to you, in my title, No Fear, God say, no, you should not have the unhealthy fear. You should have no fear. You should have instead the fear of God. The love of God. It leads to a healthy respect. And it is the antidote, the answer, the way to get rid of all other fears and phobia that you experience in life. Fear God. And you need not fear anything else. You need not fear anyone else. I say again, fear God. You need not fear anything else or anyone else. It is no coincidence. Look at the world. You know, they talk about phobia. Huh? The number of phobia that is in this world is mind-boggling. So many fear. Fearful of cockroach, fearful of height. You know, in the early century, there's no such thing at all. But why is there so much fear? All kinds of fear. Fear of spider, fear of snake, all kinds of fear. It is no coincidence that the fear of God, if it is decreased, especially in our last day, all other fears has increased. All other fears have increased. I just tell you, sometimes I don't understand Joy. Oh, now I can talk about her, I don't care. She's so scared of cockroach. And the husband is equally scared of cockroach. So one day there was a cockroach in the house. Joy was screaming to the husband, and the husband take out the bygone. And he sprayed the whole bottle on one cockroach. The whole can. No, I just don't understand. I'm not saying that I like cockroach, but I find them very distasteful. But you ask me to be afraid of them? No. I can just kill them. But we don't understand. Why? 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 Because the decrease of fear in God in this society, there's increase of fear. But God said, do not be afraid. God said, do not be afraid. And the phrase do not be afraid is one of the most frequent commands in the Bible. It is not a coincidence, but rather of Yahweh repeatedly challenging us. I don't know, mothers, I speak to you also. Young people, I speak to you also. God is challenging you today not to fear. God is challenging you today to have no fear. Now, four types of fear are mentioned in this passage of Scripture. So I will go through them. Okay? Number one, no fear of harm. Proverbs 1:33 says, but whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You should not be fearful of harm coming upon your life. One meaning here is you should have no fear of harm. A Bible commentator interpret this phrase as you will live in safety without fear of harm. Without fear of harm. This verse gives you the key to avoiding terror and panic in your life. Maybe there's terror, there's panic in your life because of something that is lacking, that you are not having. There's terror, there's panic in your life. This verse tells you that you can live without fear or dread, found in verse 33. The idea, the fear of the Lord, is one of the key themes of Proverbs, and it appeared at least 21 times throughout the book of Proverbs alone. Proverbs has only 31 chapters. 26 times it appears. It's like almost every chapter there is this phrase, do not be afraid, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. It is a choice you have to make. If you are wise, you will choose the fear of the Lord and listen to Him. He promised that you will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Wisdom is personified in the book of Proverbs, and Jesus is that wisdom. Jesus is that personified wisdom. So when you have Jesus, you have Jesus, you should not have any fear. You should have no fear of harm. No fear of harm. You know, just a few days ago, we went to minister to a lady. And Pastor Lily said, after we came back, Pastor Lily said, you cleanse yourself? Wow, very arrogantly, I said, no, I did not cleanse myself. But she cleansed herself. So one day when we were coming, because we let Ephraim use the Navara for something. So we took a cab. So I was walking. I was carrying Pastor Lily's bag and my haversack. Then I was walking from Jollibee towards here. Then I did not watch a step. I just tripped and fell. Pom! There was a big sound. Thank God I was wearing jeans. I was wearing jeans. And I realized that it's a demonic attack. And when I took out my jeans, I realized that there's only very small skin tear. But it was so bad. You do know that the whole bottle of Pastor Lily's ginger, the hot one, smashed. And her whole bag was filled with water. The ginger. But what I'm trying to say, that God said, I will protect you. And God protected me. God protected me. I had the trip, but nothing happened. God protect me. So you have to have no fear of harm. No fear of harm. No fear of harm. And God will take care of you. God will take care of you in your life. You know, 26 is a warning against ignoring God's voice and following a path of waywardness and complacency. Instead, he's saying that choose to fear God. Listen to Him and repent when He corrects you. If you do, God will reveal to you more than you could ever imagine. And verse 23 says, I, wisdom, Jesus, will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make my words known upon you. He will reveal to you the hidden treasures of wisdom in His word. And He said, choose this fear and you will be in good hand. Choose the fear of God and you are in good hand. I just want to tell you, my life is in good hand. Pastor Lily's life is in good hand. My children's life is in good hand. Your life is in good hand. Say, my life is in good hand. Say one more time. My life is in good hand. Fear no harm. This is repeated in Psalms 91:10. It says this concerning fear no harm. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. So clear. So clear. I interpret this as no COVID-19, no Ukraine war. Even harm cannot separate God's children from God. And that includes a pandemic. That includes natural disaster. I mean, I remember when we moved in 2012, we moved in here, I tell you, we were at the lowest of our life and we cannot afford any disaster. We cannot afford any natural disaster. And there was the typhoon Yolanda. There was typhoon after every year. There was a typhoon. There was a typhoon every year. And we cannot afford anything to go wrong with this church. Did anything go wrong with this church? No. No. God knows that you are going through a difficult time. You cannot afford another disaster. And God said, I make sure that you have no disaster. And Iloilo City was protected. That's why I'm saying something to you. Even a church, a Christian church that is really upholding God, God will protect the city because of that church. I'm telling you a truth. You are hidden with Him. Your soul is safe with Him for all eternity. We are not guaranteed a pain-free, illness-free life. No. But our focus should be not on fear or uncertainty, but the refuge that our God is providing, even in circumstances of disease and trouble. We are called to hope and trust in God, no matter what. Yahweh is Lord over the COVID-19. Yahweh is Lord even over the Ukraine war. Yahweh is Lord over the election. Please understand that. He's Lord over the election. I prophesy Philippines will progress for the next 6 years. Let me tell you, Philippines will take off for the next 6 years. Don't be afraid. We choose to live a life of reverence and all of God's power, majesty, and holiness. We have to ask God to help us to fear God alone rather than fear the COVID-19 or the Ukraine war or even the election. Number two, no fear of people. See, you don't have to be afraid of harm. You also don't have to be afraid of people. You know, the most troublesome thing in our life are people. And God said, don't be afraid of people. Don't be afraid of people. You know, Pastor Lily was having, you know, Pastor Jesse liked to text Pastor Lily. And Pastor Jesse would just text. Then Pastor Jesse said, Pastor Lily, you know about these things? And Pastor Lily said, what? What thing? You know, in Cebu, Pastor Charles also left and was taken over by this couple. And this, the man is the chairman of JEP right now, this a Filipino. Then Pastor Bono, I don't want to mention him. I know him. Then Pastor Jesse said, do you know that he has left JEP? And the wife was the one that harmed Pastor Lily and me the most. They say that we manipulate the fund. They say that we cheat. Until one of the staff came to me, Pastor Tony, did you really take money from JEP? Ask me that kind of question. You know what happened? She's gone. She was asked to leave. And now they have to have an acting press chairman. An acting chairman. And the acting chairman is from this region. Y'all should know who. Pastor Jesse said, he's acting chairman because he's very good in acting. But no fear of people. No fear of people. No fear of people. I thank God we are doing fine. Not so bad. You don't have to be fear of people. Many times in the book of Proverbs, God said to you, do not be afraid. And more often than that, it's referring to people. Now I'm talking to you. Are you afraid of somebody? God said, do not be afraid. You have to understand that Jesus sends us to preach the gospel. Okay, we are sent as disciples. We are sent out to do our mission. I remember the first time I became a Christian. Immediately, the first time I became a Christian, the thing that goes through my mind is that you are an evangelist. Nobody tell me that. I haven't even read the Bible properly. But in my mind was, I have to be an evangelist. I have to win souls. I have to share the gospel. So the first 7 years of my life as a Christian, I went to share the gospel. I go out every Sunday to share the gospel to total stranger. I'll go to the mall. I'll go to the park. And I share the gospel to everyone practically I meet. And I share the gospel to all my brothers and sisters in my own family. Now, most of them, in fact, I think all of them are born again. I will go to the mall and park and witness to total stranger. I have to demonstrate by healing the sick and cast out devils. Jesus sends us, He tells us that we will face a lot of opposition. Right now we are even facing opposition. As long as you're Christian, you will face opposition. There will be people that just simply don't like you, don't like your face. I don't like your face because your eyes is bigger than me. just don't like your faith. You know, there are some people don't like us for no reason. Okay, Jen is not here. I share it to you this thing. I mean, Pastor Lily and me, we are so happy for the wedding of Jen, right? But the in-laws hate us. I have not seen her yet. Hey, why you hate us? We have not seen them yet. Hate us without a cause. There are people, they are like that. They hate you without a cause. Do you understand? No reason, just hate you. There are people like that. God said that He's sending us as sheep among wolves. We have to be shrewd as snakes, but innocent and humblest as doves. As long as you are living as a Christian, involving in the works of God, you will be opposed by individuals. You will face hatred. You will be persecuted. You will be called demonic. But you need not be afraid of these people, no matter how powerful they are. Do not be afraid about what to say. I mean, this, I'm telling you about this couple from Cebu. They want to destroy two of our life. What happened? We are still here. They are gone. They are gone. I don't know what will happen to them because they are not young. How to find a job? Do not be afraid of them. Proverbs 1:24-29 is a reference to what kind of people we will face. Who are these people they will face? Okay? They say that we do not need to be afraid of other people, no matter how powerful. That's why you listen to the election. No matter how powerful they may be, local, council, governor, kings, without knowing it, what they have done and mean and to me is a favor, giving you a platform for preaching the gospel news. You know, during the Ukraine war, you study probably, during the Ukraine war, it is the pastor in the churches in Ukraine. During the war, instead of hiding and running to another country, they stayed behind. They shelter, they provide shelter. They fetch people they are bombed and bring them to safety. They bring them to Poland. They become a testimony. They share the gospel everywhere. And it alerted all the Christians all over the world, especially the CDC. And the CDC pastor said, let's pray for Ukraine pastor. Let's send as many money as possible to the Ukraine pastors. So what I'm trying to say is this, you do not have to be afraid of Putin. Instead of being fearful, they mobilize the church. They set about feeding the poor, sheltering them, providing them safety, give them a platform to share the word of God. And this pastor have done, activated the churches all over the world. Our church gave 80K. So don't worry what you say. Because where the Spirit of God is, God will supply you the needs. Who is God referring to? Who are these kind of people? They are the people that refuses God. Huh? That's why there's persecution in your family. It refuses your God. There are people that have no regard for your God. There are people that turn away their eyes, close their eyes from God, and make God nothing. They belittle God. They will not have God to rule over their life. They hate and deliberately reject God. They have a common enemy, the child of God. They have a common enemy, the child of God. The cause of human perversity is traced to human having no intention. Why are they perverse? They have no intention to submit to God. They disregard and totally dislike and hate and cherish a feeling of rebelliousness and mockering and scorning the genuine Christian. And God said, don't fear these people. Have no fear of all these people. Do not afraid of what others will do to you. Jesus said, rather fear those that can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Fear the one that can kill the body and the soul, who can destroy both body and soul. Number three, fear of non-human. No fear of non-human. I say again, no fear of non-human. But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely, and they shall be quiet from fear of evil. Here, evil is not just referring to human, but also to the evil spirit. It is a common, but because of fear, anxiety, especially depression, it can lead to demonic possession or demonic oppression. What do you do to say to a man who constantly battles feeling of inferiority, battles thoughts of suicide. How to help these people? They battle thoughts of suicide. They battle feeling of inferiority. They habitually hear voices telling them he's a loser who will never measure up as a husband, never measure up as a son, never measure up as a dad, never measure up as a child of God. He tells you, this guy will say, I prayed, I fasted, I memorized scripture, I studied the Bible, but the ideas, the accusation, the voices never leave me and they paralyze me. You tell them, and some of you get the answer, oh, you just need to have a time of rest. Oh, you have chemical imbalance in your life. Oh, maybe your battle is psychological and physiological. Then these people come to you. Do you think this could be demonic? You hear this many times. You hear this many times. And these people will say, I don't want you to think that I'm crazy. I'm afraid you won't believe me. I never told anyone. These people are proper Christian. I want to tell you something. God say, fear non-human. Have no fear of non-human. No fear in non-human. No fear of non-human. The evil spirit. I totally believe in oppression. I totally believe in possession. Because I myself experienced it literally. I learned one important truth. I remember 1979, the experience will never leave me. Yes, demonic oppression happened. For me, it was worse, demonic possession. But God is so much stronger. God is so much stronger. I realized that in that incident, Yahweh is stronger. And know that God loves you. Let God ground you to love and not fear. One verse that strongly came out in the 1979 incident is, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The Bible says that we can put on a spiritual kind of armor. We can put on an armor and help us to fight against and resist this enemy non-human attack. Please note, I'm not saying that. I'm not telling you that to lean on your own ability, but rather I'm telling you, okay, to lean on God for His strength. See, why you should have no fear of non-human? Because you lean on God's strength, not on your own strength. Jesus already said so clearly that He will pour His Spirit upon you. He's your salvation. He's your truth. He's your righteousness. He's your peace. The power of the Holy Spirit is your sword. It's your sword. The Holy Spirit inside you is your sword. I remember when I was delivered from demonic possession, immediately I was filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But then still the evil spirit wanted to come and put fear in me. Yeah. And the pastor, the lady pastor, don't know what to do with me. I was manifesting, and for 1 hour she doesn't know what to do with me. And I remember I was in the camp for 1 hour. She just was totally helpless. Then suddenly she saw me speaking in tongues. She became angry at me. She said, leave him alone. Just leave him alone. He's okay. I was wondering why. When you can speak in tongues, no devil can possess you. Then I was wondering why. Then I have to fight the battle alone. You know what happened? I start to resist. Then I start to read the Word of God. And peace came. Peace totally came into my life. And the evil spirit, this non-human, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Okay, I just want to tell you, you cannot watch ghosts, huh? What is ghosts in Ilonggo? Y'all love to walk. What? Y'all love to watch those shows, huh? Anting, y'all love to watch those shows, I know. Then you put fear. No, but I don't do this sort of thing, though. I only love to like, watch sword fighting. Pastor Lee said that it's demonic. So, what I'm trying to tell you is that when I start to speak in tongues and immerse myself in the Word of God, the peace came and the evil spirit left me alone. Left me alone. There was one time I was in the canteen. I was fine already, very fine. I heard a voice that is far away in the other side of the canteen. I heard the voice of an evil spirit in another, possessing another person. I can hear the evil spirit. I'm afraid? No, not at all. No more. No fear of non-human. No fear of non-human. Of course, I learned to pray daily during that time. I pray authoritatively. I pray with strength. I pray for help. I pray with discernment. What I share to you is life experience. I don't know what you are in your life and what you are experiencing, but I want you to know this. God's love stays the same. God loves you right where you are in your life. He's waiting for you. You don't have to be afraid of darkness. You don't have to be afraid of darkness. Do you know that when I was delivered, every time there is demonic possession in Singapore, they always call me, call Tony, Tony. He has the power. Yeah, they always call me. You know, there are times, you know, in Singapore, there's cemetery. Then when I walk, cemetery, you know. No, just rebuild the spirit. Just rebuild it. Do you know, Pastor Lee, my dear friend, sometimes we can sense evil. We can sense evil. We can sense evil spirit. But we just, we're scared. No, I rebuild you, devil. I rebuild you. The blood of Jesus Christ is more powerful than you. You're already defeated by the blood of Jesus Christ. The authority in the name of Jesus, you're defeated. He's only afraid of these two things. This non-human, he's afraid of the blood of Jesus. He's afraid of the name of Jesus. These are the two things he's afraid of. Because he's defeated at the cross already. The blood of Jesus has defeated them. Finally, no fear of death. But whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely, and they shall be quiet from fear of evil. The phrase fear of evil also means you have no reason to fear eternal disaster. You have no reason to fear eternal disaster. That means your life, your soul is intact. You don't have to be afraid of death. You don't have to be afraid of death. I told my mom, I mean, I'm also not young already. I'm getting ready. I told Pastor Lily, if I die, you are rich, you got a lot of money. I give you an example of a family that's fear of death. Let's talk about Isaac family. Okay? Life was not easy in Isaac's family. Life is not easy in your life. Among other difficulties, he waited for 20 years for the birth of a child. Some of you, I tell you, you long for a child and you have no children and you really long for a child and you think there's something wrong with you. Life is not easy. For 20 years, he prayed for a child. Some of you, you are like Rachel, give me children, if not, I die. Some of you, you weep like Hannah, bitterly because you have no children. Then finally, they have a child. I'm talking about a typical family. Then there's sibling rivalry. You know, in a family, now finally have a child and the twins are fighting with one another. Fighting one another. Then Isaac lived in the environment among the Philistines. We live in an environment among people that are not pro-God. Don't believe in God. Especially in your community. Then I think one of the child is a source of grief. Isn't it true, mothers? One of your children is a source of grief to your family. Torn in the flesh. Then Isaac got to tell lies, committed the same sin as his father Abraham. He tell lies that his wife is his sister. Because why? He was afraid to die. He was afraid to die. But God said to Isaac, I will be with you. I will bless you. Through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. But Isaac was still afraid. He said, the man of this place might kill me on account of my wife, Rebecca, because she's beautiful. I thought I might lose my life. Afraid of dying. Some of you, you are so afraid of dying. God said to Isaac, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Isaac feared the people more than he feared God. Yet he's reminded that he need not fear others because God is with him. Remember the same truth when you are tempted by fear. God is with you. If God is with you, you need not fear anyone or anything else. In spite of Isaac's fear of others, God bless him. God bless him. God said, I will bless you. Listen carefully. You are the Isaac. You have your family. God said, I will bless you. You don't have to be afraid of death. God said, I will bless you. I will increase the numbers of your descendants. God's blessing means that I will give you growth. You will reap many times over. This is what he wants for your life too. John said, I wish above all things that you will be prosper and be in good health. God wants this thing. God said, don't want you to every time be constantly afraid of dying. God said, I will bless you. Then Isaac reopened the well. To dug the well. The well talk of blessing. And you know what they did? The enemy came and take it away. Yes, sometimes like that. You are blessed. And the enemy came and take away your blessing. The Isaac sought. There's one experience in life. But the Isaac sought. He did not sought. He built another well. It's like the COVID-19. Huh? The enemy came and take away whatever we have tried for the past 7 or 8 years. Then what we do? We reopen the church. Reopen. We dig another well. We dig another well. We start the church again. That has been closed for us as a result of COVID-19. We move on until we find another opportunity and reopen. And God give the well the room for flourishing again. You will grow again. Do not be afraid. God say, I'm with you. I am with you. I'm closing. I just say that if you fear God, you have no fear of anything or anyone. Conclusion. Can you all go to the next point? How so? He is the one that is to be greatly feared. Because he went through the cross, all the fear that besets us. Talk about fear of harm. Jesus was harmed so badly. He was sentenced to the highest penalty for criminal of which he was innocent of. He was harmed so badly to the point that he died. Think about it. You say that you're harmed. Would you like to be sentenced by execution, by hanging for a crime that you didn't do? Some of us, we are saying we are experiencing something that is not our fault. Many will say so. Please imagine the fear of Jesus that he underwent. The greatest harm than the mounting to death. And yet he faced his fear and he died for us so that you don't have to be afraid. You have his protection. When Christ died on the cross, he not just died for your fear, for your fear of human. He gave you the power and he protected you from there. So please understand, when you are afraid of harm, Jesus said, I really died for you. So I'm replacing the fear of man, fear of harm, by protecting you. How about fear of people? The Bible says, the fear of man lay a snare. But he trusts in the Lord. He that trusts in the Lord, he said, Jesus stood fearlessly in the praetorium to answer to the high priest. He stood fearlessly before Pilate. And for all his fearlessness of man and authority, he incensed them greatly to the point they shouted, crucify him, crucify him. They wanted Barabbas, the murderer, to be free, and Jesus be crucified in this way. Instead, the intense wrath of Jesus, of the Jews and the religious leader, came against Jesus. Yet Jesus braved through the opposition so that today, if you have the fear of man, you can have the courage to stand strongly on your conviction that Jesus has died on the cross of Calvary for you. Talk about fear of non-human. Jesus did not resist the sinister plan of Satan to crucify him on the cross. Satan wanted to crucify him on the cross. Jesus knew that he had to be a substitute by atoning for our sins and alienation from God by being our Paschal Lamb. He died so that God could resurrect him in victory. Satan never expected Jesus to be resurrected, but God resurrected him. And after the third day, so he could subdue all things, including the evil spirit. Jesus had already died on the cross. He subdued the evil spirit on earth, in hell, in the heavenly realm. The death and the resurrection derailed and overpowered Satan and all his fallen angels so that today we, as his redeemed children, have authority over every evil forces. All these signs shall accompany you that believe. In your name you shall cast out demons. In your name you shall cast out demons. You will speak in tongues. That's why I say speaking in tongues is so powerful. I don't know how many of you don't speak in tongues. You've got to ask God to feel the Holy Spirit. You just speak in tongues, you pick up serpent. You drink any deadly thing, you will not hurt them. And they lay their hand on the sick and they will recover. Instead, the Satan will bruise the heel of the seed, which is us. What we bruise, we crush the head of Satan. Talk about fear of death, which is our greatest mortal human fear. Yet the tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. Death have no sting over us. Death has no sting over us. I know that if I die today, I will go to heaven. So I don't have to be afraid of death. How about you? Can a musician come forward? I want all eyes to close. Pastor Carlos. Pastor Carlos. Take Pastor Billy's mic. Carlos, take Pastor Billy's mic. I want to speak to all of you, especially the mothers today.
Gusto ko lang magpakighambal sa inyo, labi na gid sa subong adlaw sa mga nanay.
I thank you for being mothers.
Salamat nga kamo nang inanay.
God has given you the gift and talent to take care of children.
Ginatagan kamo sang Dios ang regalo kag talento nga matatapan yung mga kabataan ninyo.
It is inborn in you.
Inaara gid sa inyo.
But many times there is fear in your life.
Pero madamo nga tinion, may mga kahadlok sa inyong kabuhi.
You're so afraid of the future.
Nahadlok mo sa palabuton.
Right now, as I'm talking to you, you're worried about where to get food from tomorrow.
Bisan gani isubong samtang naghahambal ako sa inyo, nagkabala ka na kamo kung din ka mo magkakuha sang pagkaon para buhas.
One of your children, there is a problem in a family.
Nagkabala ka nga isa sa imong mga kabataan naghatag sang problema sa imo panimalay.
You don't know what to do.
Hindi ka nakabalo kung anong imo himuon.
And you are worried about paying rent for your house.
Kagang iba nagkakabala ka kung paano ka mo makabayad sang arkila sa inyo balay.
I'll tell you something.
Apang sugiran ko kamo.
God loves you.
Palangga ka sang Dios.
God wants to come into your life.
Gusto sang Dios magkari sa imo kabuhi.
Today.
Subong adlaw.
God say, do not be afraid.
Siling sang Dios, hindi ka mahadlok.
You don't have to be afraid of people.
Hindi ka dapat magkahadlok sa tao.
You don't have to be afraid of danger.
Hindi ka na dapat mahadlok sa mga peligro.
You don't have to be afraid of evil spirit.
Hindi ka na dapat mahadlok sa mga malain nga espiritu.
You don't have to be afraid of death even.
Ibisan pa kamatayon, hindi ka dapat dira mahadlok.
And Jesus said that if you have me,
kag siling ni Jesus, kung imo ako maangkon,
you will fear nothing.
Wala ka na sang kahadlokan.
You will not fear anybody.
Wala ka na sa kahadlokan bisan sino.
But you need to do this one thing.
Apang dapat nimo inihimuon.
Jesus is here.
Kay si Jesus ari dire.
You need to receive Jesus into your life.
Kinahanglan mo gid nga batunon si Jesus sa imo kabuhi.
You need to ask Jesus to forgive you your sin.
Kinahanglan gid nga pangabayo nimo si Jesus nga patawaron niya ikaw sa imo mga sala.
You need to make Jesus your master and your Lord.
Kinahanglan nga kabigo nimo si Jesus nga imo agalon kag Ginoo.
Then he will come to your house.
Kag magakari siya sa imo.
And he said, if I'm staying in your house,
kag siling ni Jesus, kung magkari ako sa imo panimalay,
I will turn things for the good.
Himuon akon ang tanan nga maayo.
And you want that?
Kag gusto nimo ina?
Do you want that?
Gusto mo bala ina?
You have to ask Jesus to come.
Kinahanglan mo gidya pangabayon si Jesus nga magkari.
If you are the person looking around, I'm going to pray for you just where you are.
Samtang nga wala may nagatulok sa palibot, pangamuyoan ko kamo.
You need help.
Kinahanglan nimo bulig.
The help is you ask Jesus to come in.
Kagang bulig among paagi nga pangabayon si Jesus nga magkari.
I'm waiting for you.
Ako nagahulat.
You just open the door of your heart.
Buksan lang nimo ang imo tagipuson para kay Jesus.
I will come in.
Kay siling ni Jesus magasulod ako.
Do you want to welcome Jesus?
Kung gusto nimo sa abi-abihon
into your life,
sa imong kabuhi, gusto mo bala nga batunon siya?
You put up your hand.
Ibayaw lang imong kamot. Gusto mo abi-abihon sa Jesus, yes, sa imong kabuhi.
Yes, I see so many hands.
Nakita na ako ang ina ng mga kamot.
Okay, Jesus, anyone else?
May ara pa bala? Wala sa inyo katulok.
Okay, if you are suffering and you need help, you got to ask Jesus to come to your life.
Kung ikaw nag-aanto subong, kag kinahanglan mo bulig.
Put up your hand.
Si Jesus mo bulig sa imo, ibayaw imo nga kamot.
Praise God, praise God. Shall we all stand up?
Magatindog kita tanan. Magatindog ang tanan.
We're going to sing a song and I'm going to pray for all these people that put up their hand.
Magakanta kita dasun pangamuyoan ko ning mga kultura na to nga nagbayaw sa ilang mga kamot.
We're going to sing a song, then Pastor Carlos will pray for all these people.
Magakanta kita.
Lead them in sinner's prayer.
You unraveled me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all of your fears are gone, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. Yes, God. I am a child of God.
Tungod ikaw anak sa Diyos.
Siling sa aton kanta, hindi na ako ulipon, hindi na ako nahadlok, hindi na ako ulipon sang kahadlok, kay tungod ako anak sang Dios. Tutuod na mga kauturan, hindi ka mangin ulipon, mahilway ka sa pagkaulipon sang kahadlok kung ikaw anak sang Dios. Kagang paagi idla nga mangin ikaw mangin anak sang Dios kung batunon nimo si Jesus nga anak sang Dios sa imo nga kabuhi. Gani ako magagiya sa imo subong. Mga muyo kita, ako maga-hambal, dasun sundon ni mo ina. Kinahanglan mo gid nga mga anak kasang Diyos. Sundon ni mo ang ini nga pangamuyo. Ha? Sundon ni mo ang ini nga pangamuyo. Langit nun nga amay, madamo gid nga salamat. Naging padala ni mo si Jesu Kristo nga imubugto nga anak para sa akon. Ginaako ko na sa akon kabuhi puno ako sang kahadlok tungod kay ako makasasala na wad-an sang himaya sang Dios. Apang salamat gid Ginoong Jesus himaya sang Dios nga nagkarika kag napatay sa cross para sa akon, sa akon mga sala kag sa akon mga kahadlok. Ginapangabay ko ikaw, kaginabatod ko ikaw, na akon manluluwas kag Ginoo. Salamat na ikaw napatay, nagtubos sa akon, nagahinulsol ako sang akon mga sala, kag nagabalik liwat sa imo. Salamat sa imo gugma nga hindi na ako mahadlok sa bisan anuman nga matabo sa akon kabuhi. Kay kun ari si Jesus sa akon tagipusoon, ara ang tanan. Salamat gid sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen.
Father, right now,
Amay subong,
I pray,
ako nagapangamuyo.
As they open your hearts right now.
Nga samtang ila ginabuksan ila tagi puson subong.
Jesus, you see.
Ginoong Jesus, nakita mo.
I pray that you go to their heart right now.
Subong, magsulod ka sa ila tagi puson subong.
Father, I pray that you heal the heart.
Nga ayuhon nimo ang ilang tagi puson.
You take away the fear.
Kuha ang kahadlok.
You give them a strength.
Hatagi sila sang kusog.
You give them a peace.
Hatagi sang kalinong.
You give them a power.
Hatagi sang gahom.
That they are different right now.
Nga sila lain subong.
Because they are child of the living God.
Tungod kay sila anak sang Dios.
And Jesus, don't just leave them here.
Kag si Jesus, wala na.
Jesus, I pray that you go with them.
Nga ikaw mag-upod sa ila.
And I pray that you enter their physical house.
You know, ikaw man magasulod sa ila balay.
I pray that you bring peace to their house.
Dalis ang kalinong ila balay.
And I pray that every time they call upon you,
nga sa sila magpanawag sa imo,
you answer their prayer.
Sabton ni mo
yung pangamuyo. They will know that Jesus, you are real.
Bala, para mabalaan nila nga ikaw matuod.
They will experience a deliverance.
Sila makaangkon sa kahilwayan.
They experience the power of God in their life.
Maka-experience sa gahom sang Diyos sa ila kabuhi.
And he will serve you.
Kag mag-aalagad sila sa imo.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus.
I'm no longer a slave.
Kanta ko na ito liwat ini.
Thank you, Pastor Carlos.
I'm no longer a slave to
sing it.
Yeah.
our people understand that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. Jesus, we take you at your word. We are not afraid of harm. We are not afraid of people that want to do us harm. We are not afraid of every evil spirit. We are not even afraid of that. Because Jesus, you are with us all the way until we meet you face to face. Thank you for these people. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you very much. God bless you. Please be seated. Please take note that this afternoon, the second service, okay, Pastor Carlos will be sharing. It is still a Mother's Day event, okay? There will be a special number. So bring people. Bring mothers, okay? We'll give them a little gift and we will just share the gospel so that they can come to accept Christ as a personal Savior. Please take note, okay, this whole week, there's activities. Then remember Saturday, okay, at 2 p.m., the T-Zone, the YC is at 4 p.m. Then the TKC is on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Next Sunday, back to the various services. Thank you very much. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.